Okay, let's jump right in. Today, we are tackling one of the biggest challenges in golf, playing in heavy wind.
It's a game changer, for sure.
And for this deep dive, we're pulling some fantastic expert strategies directly from South Africa, all compiled in the material from the Golf Day Buddy app.
Yeah.
So our mission is pretty simple. How can you learn the core ideas that turn wind from, you know, your worst enemy into a real advantage?
And the thing is, wind awareness isn't just a tip. It actually accelerates your skill development. Mastering these small adjustments gives you a huge long-term benefit.
Like what, specifically?
Better accuracy, more consistency, and just a massive edge when you're playing in a tournament. You become ready for anything.
I like that. So before we even get to the swing itself, the app makes this really critical point about geography, about where you're playing in South Africa.
Absolutely. You're basically fighting two completely different battles. First, you've got the coastal winds.
Right, like in Cape Town or Durban.
Exactly. At courses like Royal Cape, this is a powerful, steady wind. Think of the famous Cape Doctor. Just pushes and pushes.
So it's a constant force you have to account for.
A constant force. It will drift your ball and kill your distance. You have to be adjusting on every single shot.
Okay, so that's the coast. What about inland?
Totally different world. Inland, like in Gauteng near the Wanderers, the wind is way less predictable.
How so?
It shifts. It swirls. Hills, valleys, they all make it turbulent. You could have a perfect shot lined up and a sudden gust just knocks it out of the sky. You have to be so vigilant.
That's a great distinction. A steady fight versus a sudden shifty one.
It changes everything.
So let's get to the techniques from the Golf Day Buddy app. How do champions like Ernie Els and Gary Player actually handle these conditions?
It all comes down to control and stability. The first and maybe the most important technique is using a lower shot. A knockdown shot.
To keep it under the wind.
To keep it under the wind. The benefit is just so clear. You're minimizing the time the ball's up in the air where the wind can just grab it. You want to cut through the air, not float on it.
Makes perfect sense. Less exposure, less damage.
Yeah.
What about keeping yourself stable against those sudden inland gusts you mentioned?
That brings us to your stance. The pros use a much wider stance.
Okay.
And they shift a little more weight onto their front foot. It's a defensive move. It lowers your center of gravity and, you know, it acts like an anchor.
So even if a gust hits you mid-swing,
you're a firm foundation. Your club head stays on its path. It gives you that stability when things are unpredictable.
And what's the third piece? What about controlling the club face itself?
Exactly. You don't want the ball ballooning up with too much spin.
Right.
So two things. A firmer grip, and this is key, a shorter follow-through.
Why a shorter follow-through?
The benefit there is that it keeps the club face from turning over too fast after you hit the ball. It keeps the club head steady, minimizes that backspin, and just helps you produce some more consistent, piercing ball flight.
Wow, but there's such small, specific things, but they create these huge benefits in consistency.
They really do.
So we've learned the steps. But if you practice these wind strategies from the Golf Day Buddy app, what's the big long-term payoff for your game?
The payoff is that you become a truly versatile player, a well-rounded player.
How so?
Because mastering wind forces you to control your ball's trajectory and spin in ways that, you know, a calm, sunny day just never will. That adaptability is what separates the really good players from everyone else. It leads to better tournament results, period.
That's a great point. True skill shows up when the conditions get tough. So the big takeaway here is, whether you're on the coast or inland, awareness and these small, smart adjustments are the key to a lower score.
It is, and it leaves you with a really interesting question to think about. Since strong wind exposes a golfer's weaknesses faster than any other condition, is mastering the wind actually the truest test of high-level golf skill? You can explore more on that in other articles on the Golf Day Buddy app.